turns gold. There's a cold monkey with a heart so bold, tapping on keys like they're made of pure soul. Building dreams out of digits, making websites roll. Oh, Austin Cold Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making ladies take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the cult singing king of the SEO show.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we are strapping in for a very specific look at local SEO. We're zoning in on, well, one particular place, Kyle, Texas. It's booming. Our source material is straight from an Austin area SEO company, so it gives us this really focused blueprint. Our mission today, to pull out the essential bits of a winning local SEO strategy, especially for businesses facing, you know, rapid growth and tough competition right next door. If you operate anywhere like this, well, this deep dive should give you a kind of masterclass for getting seen online and turning that visibility into actual business.
Yeah, and you really need that masterclass in a place like Kyle. The whole situation there demands it. It's, what, the third fastest growing city in the whole country. And that kind of population explosion brings, well, two big things at once. Huge opportunity, absolutely. But also fierce competition if you're already there just starting out. The sources, they paint a really clear picture. The digital scene is changing constantly. Over a dozen new businesses just opened in 2024. Everything from shops and restaurants to like gyms and home services. So if you're not showing up in search results, you're basically invisible. You're not even in the game.
That tension, yeah, between the growth potential and the immediate competition, it's really something. Let's look at the market data. Why is SEO so critical there right now? Geographically, Kyle's got that prime spot on the I-35 corridor. Close to Austin, but maybe less overhead. Makes it attractive for new businesses. But here's the stat that really grabbed me. 61% of Kyle residents, they currently leave town to shop or get services. 61%. If you're a local business owner listening, think about that. That's potentially millions in revenue just driving away. The opportunity isn't just attracting new people, it's capturing the folks already living there.
It's a jaw-dropping number, isn't it? And it feels like it points to a visibility problem, not a lack of desire to shop local. When we dig into the search data from the sources, it's clear people want to find local options. Searches for specific local things, you know, phrases like Kyle TX restaurants or Kyle home services, Kyle fitness centers, they're up dramatically, like 40% year over year. That surge tells the story. People are actively looking. But if the local businesses aren't right there on page one when they search, well, people just default to driving somewhere else, probably Austin. So standing out online with SEO, it's not a nice to have anymore. It's basically the cost of entry to compete for that huge 61% slice of the pie.
Okay, so we've framed the challenge. Let's flip to the solution, the tactics. Since this is a deep dive, we need to get specific. Beyond just saying do SEO, what's this foundational, like, six-part strategy the sources lay out for this exact kind of hyper-competitive local scene?
Right. The foundation is all about super localized technical execution. Let's break down maybe the first three key parts of that toolkit. First up, comprehensive keyword research. And this isn't just, you know, targeting pizza if you sell pizza. The strategy uses tools, SEMrush, Google Search Console, things like that, to really dig deep, find those long tail keywords, semantic variations, really specific local phrases people actually type or say. Think Kyle TX HVAC repair or best affordable brunch in Kyle. Maybe even stuff tied to landmarks like coffee near I-35 in Kyle. It's about matching exactly what the searcher intends.
Yeah, anticipating not just what they need, but the exact words they use when they ask Google or Siri.
Exactly that. Then number two is on-page optimization. This is the nuts and bolts of your website itself. It means doing concrete things. Optimizing your page titles, your meta descriptions, using those local keywords you found, making sure your headings like H1s, H2s are structured properly. Good for readers, good for Google. And we definitely need to talk about schema markup.
Ah, schema. Okay, that's one of those techie terms business owners hear and their eyes just glaze over sometimes. Let's make it practical. For, say, a restaurant owner in Kyle, what does implementing schema actually do for them? What are these rich results?
Great question. Because schema is basically how you communicate clearly with Google and build trust, which leads to prominence. It's code you add to your site that explicitly tells Google, hey, these are our business hours, or here's our average star rating, or this is our menu's price range. Practically, it means when someone searches for that restaurant, Google can show star ratings, maybe direct links to the menu, or pricing right there in the search snippet before they even click.
Ah, okay, so it makes your listing bigger, more informative, more eye-catching on the results page. Increases trust, maybe?
Exactly. More appealing visually, higher click-through rate, which Google likes, and that helps your ranking. It signals reliability, and still under on page, you absolutely have to prioritize mobile responsiveness and page speed. Crucial. Especially since so many local searches happen on phones, you know, when people are out and about. Then the third foundational piece, and this is arguably the most critical for ranking right there in Kyle, is Google Business Profile Optimization, your GBP. If you want to show up in that local three-pack map box, which dominates mobile results, you have got to nail your GBP. That starts with flawless NAP data.
Let's clarify NAP quickly. Name, address, phone number. Why is perfect consistency across everywhere online so vital?
Because Google sees that NAP data as a massive trust signal. A really big one. If it finds your business name spelled slightly differently, or an old address or a wrong phone number on some directory compared to your website or your GBP profile, it gets confused. It can't be sure you're one legitimate entity, so it docks your ranking. Perfect consistency builds that core trust you need to rank locally. Plus, you need good, keyword-rich descriptions in your GBP, regular updates, posts, adding services. Keep it fresh.
Okay, so that covers the website itself and the core Google listing. But what about building authority beyond your own properties? It's not just what you say about yourself, right? It's about who else vouches for you online. How does off-page SEO fit in? How do you draw in that local attention and build credibility?
Yeah, off-page SEO is all about building that high-quality credibility. And for a local business in Kyle, that means focusing intensely on relevant local link building. You want mentions, you want backlinks, specifically from respected community sources. Think about getting featured in, say, the Kyle Chamber of Commerce newsletter, or getting listed as a sponsor for a local event, maybe a local blogger or news site links to a helpful article on your site. These aren't just any links. These are local signals telling Google, hey, this business is a known, respected part of the Kyle community.
What's the biggest pitfall then? If a business owner listening thinks, okay, I can build some links myself, where do they usually go wrong?
The number one mistake is chasing quantity over quality, easily. They fall for cheap directory submission services or try to get links from totally irrelevant websites.
Yeah.
Those either do nothing or, worse, can actually get you penalized by Google. In a competitive place like Kyle, relevance is everything. One good link from the chamber is worth way more than 100 random directory listings. The other mistake often is just not doing the local networking needed to earn those high-value links naturally.
That makes sense, and it leads right into content creation. Okay. Once you've got the technical side sorted and sank authority, the content itself needs to work hard. It needs to be local, engaging, and actually guide people toward becoming customers, right?
Absolutely. The strategy described focuses on creating blog posts and landing pages that are built for conversion, but with extreme localization. The sources gave some great examples for Kyle. Things like top five family-friendly restaurants in Kyle TX. Makes sense. Or maybe how to prepare your Kyle home for summer. Perfect for a local service provider. Or even Kyle's hidden gems. Local businesses you should know. This kind of content directly targets residents who are already looking for local stuff. And it positions the business as the go-to expert or destination.
Okay, now let's shift gears a bit to the really cutting edge stuff, future proofing. What advanced concepts does a Kyle business need to embrace so that when they do earn those top rankings, they don't just lose them in the next Google algorithm update?
All right, you got to stay ahead. We need to focus on three massive trends: EEAT, the dominance of mobile, and the impact of AI. Let's start with EEAT. That's experience, expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness. Google now puts huge weight on content that clearly demonstrates these factors. Real-world proof. This goes way beyond just having a pretty website. It's about your entire online reputation.
So how does, like, a local plumber or a fitness studio actually show Google they have experience or authoritativeness? What does that look like?
It looks like backing up your claims with transparent proof. You need detailed author bios showing credentials for any expert content. You showcase client testimonials prominently. You create detailed case studies showing real results. You make sure your website is secure with HTTPS, that's basic trust. For that fitness studio example, it means showing the trainer's certifications, their years of experience. For the plumber, maybe detailed blog posts explaining complex jobs they've done, transparent pricing information. You're essentially building a digital version of the solid reputation you want in the real world. If you don't establish that credibility online, Google will favor sites that do, and your rankings can suffer.
Got it. Build the proof online. And that links directly into the second big force, mobile optimization.
Directly. Over 60% of local searches happen on mobile now, probably higher in some areas, and it's only increasing. Your site absolutely must load fast and work perfectly on a smartphone, no question. But it's also about optimizing for voice search. People aren't always typing HVAC repair Kyle anymore. They're asking their phone, "Hey Siri, find the best HVAC repair near me in Kyle." Your content structure needs to anticipate those natural conversational questions. And finally, there's AI trends. Businesses really need to start integrating AI tools for things like competitor analysis, maybe helping generate content ideas guided by human expertise, of course, running predictive analytics on how users behave on your site, and just tracking algorithm changes faster. In a market moving as fast as Kyle's, AI gives you an edge to adapt quicker than the competition.
Okay, so let's bring it all together. What's the payoff? The bottom line, what were the actual measurable results cited in the sources for businesses in Kyle that adopted this kind of aggressive, localized strategy?
The results were pretty impressive, honestly, because that market demand we talked about is so real. You see that direct link from better visibility to more customers. For instance, the sources mentioned a local cafe in Kyle. They really optimized for searches like coffee near I-35. The result, a 45% increase in walk-in customers within just the first quarter.
Wow, 45% more foot traffic just from targeted local SEO. That's serious ROI right there.
It really is. And another one, a landscaping company based in Kyle, they reportedly tripled their qualified leads in just 3 months. That came from improving their website's visibility, really fixing up their Google Business profile, and focusing on making the website easier for visitors to use. Yeah. But the most detailed example was the Tile Fitness Studio. They did a full website redesign, focused their strategy on really specific keywords like Tile Personal Trainer, and completely overhauled their GBP, their results. Within 90 days, an 82% jump in organic traffic.
Yeah.
And the big one, 60% growth in actual monthly memberships.
That's huge. And we shouldn't forget the Kyle Wellness Spa example either. Their testimonial said they went from page 5 on Google, which is, you know, basically nowhere, right, all the way to page 1 in just 2 months. And that led to doubling their bookings and a huge jump in Google reviews. That speed really underlines how crucial this specialized technical local work is. The quick turnaround on these results, 90 days, 2 months, it really does make a strong argument for getting specialized help, doesn't it? Rather than maybe trying to have someone in-house juggle SEO with 5 other jobs. Can you just briefly sum up the why? Why go for a specialized service in this kind of environment?
Yeah, it really boils down to customization and focused expertise. A specialized service, especially one familiar with the area, brings that Texas market expertise. They understand the I-35 corridor, Kyle's specific growth patterns, the demographics. So the strategies are truly customized. No cookie cutter stuff that doesn't work. And everything they do is built around results. Focus laser-like on the KPIs that actually grow the business. Getting the right kind of traffic, improving rankings you can track, and directly increasing revenue. In a fast-growing competitive market, you need that dedicated focus. And a final thought here really has to be about accountability. This whole strategy, it only works if you measure it rigorously. Getting those monthly reports, seeing your keyword rankings, your organic traffic growth, your conversion rates, that's vital. But the data alone isn't enough. Those reports need to give you clear, actionable insights. They shouldn't just tell you what happened. They need to tell you exactly what steps to take next week, next month, to keep improving.
That brings it right back to you, the listener. The core lesson here seems to be that really aggressive, super targeted local SEO combined with getting the technical details right, understanding schema, EEAT, mobile voice search, it's just essential if you want to thrive in a place like Kyle DX or any hyper-competitive, fast-growing local market. So given that these success stories we heard about, like that 60% membership increase or doubling bookings, happened really fast within 2 or 3 months, maybe think about your own business. What's the overlooked piece of your digital presence right now? Is it the accuracy of your Google Business profile, your NAP consistency, your site's speed on mobile? What's your lowest hanging fruit? Your fastest path to start capturing some of that immediate 40% growth in local search volume that we're seeing in these kinds of markets? That's the question to go explore right now.
Austin Code Monkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com.
Working all night, SEO isn't making rankings take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the cold swinging king of the SEO show.